Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Visioneering Technologies Q2 2021 quarterly investor conference call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Stephen Snowde, CEO. Please go ahead.
Hello to all of you. This is Stephen Snowde, Chief Executive of Visioneering Technologies, and I am joined today by Brian Lane, our Chief Financial Officer, and our Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Tony Summer. And we welcome you to our quarterly investor call for the quarter ended June 30th, 2021, which is our second fiscal quarter of the year. We'll open the call today with financial and operational recap for the business. We'll provide some additional color to the status of operations, and we'll open a line to answer your questions. All dollar amounts we will discuss today are U.S. dollars, and VTI's fiscal year is coincident with the calendar fiscal year. Investors are also reminded that the financial metrics reported today and in our Appendix 4C just filed are not audited. VTI is in the business of providing better vision by using innovative products to serve high-need patients. Our flagship product is a daily disposable soft contact lens called Natural View Multifocal. Natural View Multifocal is a revolutionary and patented contact lens targeted at two patient populations with high clinical needs, the first being children with nearsightedness that becomes worse over time, a condition called pediatric myopia progression, which affects 80% or more of children in many major Asian economies. The other patient population being prescribed our contact lenses are people over the approximate age of 45 who have difficulty seeing things within an arm's reach, a condition called presbyopia. Presbyopia affects almost everyone over the age of 45 to 50. Our addressable markets in presbyopia and pediatric myopia are large. $5 billion in the U.S., more than $10 billion in Asia, as well as large markets in Europe and elsewhere. While VTI also sells Natural View sphere contact lenses for the simple correction of blurry vision, our focus is in the specialty area of vision care. VTI has clearances or registrations to sell its products in the U.S., Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Hong Kong, and Canada. We employ a direct sales force in the United States and partner with sales and distribution partners outside the United States. The conduit to the patient begins when we sell our lenses to fulfillment partners who hold inventory of our products. The fulfillment partners receive orders and sell to eye care professionals or ECPs, a term you'll hear generally throughout our call today, and generally are sold from the ECP to the patient on a per-patient basis. Patients then purchase our lenses from the ECP. With that introduction, Brian, can you recap the quarter for us?
Yes, Stephen. Net revenue in the second quarter was up 122%, so it more than doubled over the same period last year at $1.5 million, and it was down slightly 4% from our very strong first quarter of the year. Shipments to U.S. ECPs in the second quarter were up 73% over the same quarter last year at $1.6 million, and they were down 5% from the first quarter this year, which was a record quarter for the company. As a reminder, shipments to U.S. ECPs is a non-GAAP measure that we consider to be indicative of the patient-level demand for our product on a gross revenue basis. It considers only patients in the U.S. as our ability to measure this level of detail is limited outside the U.S. Net revenue tends to vary from quarter to quarter based on changes in inventory levels at distributors. Our shipments measure generally is not impacted by changes in inventory, and therefore we consider it to be a more real-time view of the patient-level demand for our products. We included a chart of the shipments to U.S. ECPs by quarter in our market update. The chart shows that shipments in 2018 and 2019 increased from Q1 to Q2 and again to Q3, before declining slightly in Q4. In 2020, COVID-19 led to a significant decline in patient traffic and shipments in the second quarter as the economy shuttered, and followed by a record third quarter as some patient traffic shifted from the second quarter to the third quarter as the economy reopened. Because patients typically visit the optometrist once per 12-month period, we believe that the shift in patient traffic from Q2 to Q3 in 2020 will also result in some patients shifting their visits from Q2 to Q3 this year, which had a slight impact on revenue and shipments in the second quarter. We forecast $7.0 million in net revenue for fiscal 2021, and based on our performance in the first two quarters and our expectations for the third and fourth quarters, we still reaffirm our forecast for the full year 2021. Cash receipts from customers in the second quarter were $1.6 million, which was an increase of 5% from the prior quarter and 51% from the same period in the prior year. The number of active U.S. accounts, which are accounts in the U.S. that purchase product within the quarter, were 2,240 accounts in the second quarter compared to 2,165 accounts in the prior quarter. This number of active U.S. accounts was an increase of 24% from the second quarter of 2020, and it's the highest number of active accounts that we've had in any one quarter. Gross profit was 40.5% of net revenue in the current quarter compared to 44.1% in the prior quarter and 40.8% in the same quarter of 2020. We continue to experience higher direct-to-patient deliveries that increase our shipping costs and lower our margins, and the global shipping issues that everybody's aware of, they continue to cause higher shipping prices for moving our products from our manufacturer in Taiwan to the U.S., which therefore increases our cost per unit. We expect both of these issues to ease during 2021, but we really have limited visibility into the timing and magnitude of the changes. Turning to cash flows, we completed a placement to institutional and sophisticated investors in March and a security purchase plan in April, through which we raised $16.7 million net of fees. We're using some of the net proceeds to restart several initiatives that we suspended in April 2020 to conserve cash through the COVID-19 pandemic. These initiatives included conducting clinical trials, expanding our sales function, and launching new products in addition to general working capital needs. Net cash used in operating activities for the quarter was $2.1 million compared to $1.9 million in the previous quarter. The increase was $0.3 million, and it was due to cash that we used for R&D relating to the randomized controlled clinical trial for Natural View Multifocal and to preparations for a new product launch. We expect net cash used in operating activities to remain around $2 million per quarter for the next several quarters as payments for the RCT and new product launches will continue to drive our net cash flows. Despite the elevated cash use, we continue to forecast that the funds from the placement and SPP will be sufficient to finance us through approximately break even. That's the update I have, Stephen. Back to you.
Thanks, Brian, for that recap of a quarter that has us on a good recovery trend from last year's disruptions. Tony, could you give us an update on what the field looks like out there?
Absolutely, Stephen, and good morning and evening, everybody. In the United States, we turned in good results with our ECPs. April and May were tough on retail traffic, but June began strong and has accelerated into July. Though American eye care practitioners continue to employ physical practices for health and safety, every major market in the United States is now open for business. Summer seasonality is very evident across the country, and this is the strongest part of the year for optometric sales. Outside the United States, we're seeing stronger results from our activities through our sales and distribution partners. Much of these results correlate to pandemic retail restrictions, of course. Though individual countries and markets vary in their ongoing pandemic response and impact, we're encouraged by the performance in the United Kingdom in particular and Europe in general. The environment for sales and customer activity has normalized in most of the United States. An example of this is the trade show season. The trade show season took some hesitant steps in June, but sentiment is high among vendors and eye care practitioners for the upcoming 2 to 3 major trade shows remaining on the calendar. A lot of business is now being conducted face-to-face out in the market and augmented with Zoom and phone, which is a dramatic change from earlier this year. Earlier this year, it was primarily phone and Zoom and maybe face-to-face calls. So this is a very positive development in the United States. Back to you, Stephen.
Well, thanks, Tony, and thanks again, Brian, and just some general comments. Clearly, we are in a much better place than second quarter last year with revenue up 122% and shipments in the U.S. up 73%. International revenue is growing, and myopia management is finally getting attention from the large companies in the form of new partnerships within the industry, new products, and increasing outreach and investment and education and awareness, which are all activities that we feel will help VTI as an early leader in this burgeoning area of eye care. With regards to the global impacts of pandemic pandemonium, we remain cautiously optimistic, though we are clear-eyed about the potential of new variants, low vaccination rates in some parts of the world, and the upcoming winter months to reverse progress in the fight against COVID-19. But encouragingly, Canada is scheduled to open its borders with the U.S. in August, which will help us more quickly develop that territory. While the U.S. continues to see momentum towards normality, albeit with pockets of increasing cases and hospitalizations. Singapore and Hong Kong are alternating between lockdowns and partially open, obviously blunting momentum in those territories. But Europe is mostly open for the moment, though with some cases starting to surge again. Taiwan, where our lenses are manufactured, is on lockdown. And while manufacturing has not yet been impacted, we have to state that the potential for such disruption remains. Additionally, the impact of the pandemic on global logistics, as Brian covered, has been severe, materially impacting shipping costs and delivery times. We are hopeful, though, that global logistics will start to normalize through the remainder of 2021. In other operational areas, the preparations for the conduct of additional clinical research to support further adoption of NatraView multifocal for myopia management and to support an eventual approval in China continue quite smoothly. However, lockdowns in Canada have slowed the process down, and we are now targeting September plus or minus a month for first patient into those studies. We are also on track for the launch of new products over the next few quarters, though we have to caveat that future disruptions to manufacturing by COVID-19 and logistics remain possibilities that could affect both clinical trials and new product launches. In business development, VTI is quite pleased with its progress in discussions with potential industry collaborators, and will continue to develop those relationships towards the goal of achieving growth through partnership, in addition to our own organic growth. In summary, at the mid-year, we have $3.1 million of net revenue towards our goal of $7 million and remain confident with that guidance given the seasonality and dynamics we see in front of us for the remainder of the year, assuming, of course, no major changes in the trajectory of the pandemic towards the worst. With the large vision care players like J&J now entering myopia management and providing validation and resources to myopia management, we are happy to be in a leadership position in this clinically important and growing area and look forward to enjoying the benefits of that leadership. Lastly, our plans to fuel future growth with collaborations with other industry participants, clinical data, and new products remain on track, and we are sufficiently capitalized to achieve those goals. And with that, we can take questions.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. We will now wait for questioners to join the queue. There are no further questions at this time. That does conclude our conference. Pardon me. Your first question comes from Jason Edmonds Iyer with Retail Investor. Please go ahead.
Greetings to the executive of VTI. I'm a retail investor from Melbourne, Australia. I've got three questions, if I may. The first one is, in a previous quarterly statement to investors, you mentioned risks to the company, and the risks were two. One was that all of your product comes out of Taiwan, and we know what the situation is with Taiwan in relation to China, and that the supply out of Taiwan might get interrupted at any time in the future. What is the company's strategy to switch its manufacturing to a more reliable source, should that be the case? That's the first question. The second question was, in a previous statement to investors, you mentioned that 80% of your turnover was coming from two accounts in the US, but in the more recent statement, you're talking about US active accounts being in the region of about 2,200. I'm a bit confused about that. And the third question is, are you able to share with investors a little bit of what's coming in terms of new products?
Okay. Well, we'll take those questions in turn, starting with the first one, the risk mitigation plan for manufacturing. Of course, we see risk in Taiwan for both geopolitical reasons and due to the pandemic. We have thought about mitigating that risk and are looking at ways to do that, though obviously we wouldn't be able to share those risk mitigation plans publicly until we're a little bit further along in that planning. But the risks are certainly on our radar, something that we think about, things that we should be looking at mitigating if possible, and when and if those plans materialize, we'll make sure to communicate those publicly. Your second question on the customers, I think where there's confusion is the way that things flow in the United States and globally for our products, which I spoke to in the introduction, is that our lenses are sold to fulfillment companies in the United States. That's where our revenue actually comes from. But our sales force is out there getting optometrists to pull the product through the pipeline. Those optometrists would be considered the active accounts, whereas the partners that are fulfillment partners for us is where our revenue actually comes from. And that's no different from most contact lens companies, or all the major contact lens companies for that matter, sell their products to fulfillment companies who then sell the products to the optometrist, who then sell the products to the patients. But the sales force, our sales force and that of any major contact lens company, is out talking to optometrists, educating them, training them on the products. And when an optometrist orders a product from the fulfillment company, that's what we count as an active account. And so maybe just a little bit of confusion there between what we mean by active account and what we mean by a revenue account. On your question on future products, what we've communicated prior is that we have two products in the organic pipeline, meaning products that are our own. One of those is a upgrade to the current version of multifocal contact lens. For lack of a better word, we'll call that the next generation of our Natural View multifocal contact lens. And the next product after that is something that we call a toric multifocal product, which is our multifocal contact lens with additional features for people with astigmatism. That's our organic pipeline. And of course, as we mentioned, we are talking to other industry participants for products that we could collaborate on. And I think that answers your three questions.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. There are no further questions at this time. And that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating.